If there's such a thing as winning a match without actually being victorious on the scoreboard, that's what the Socceroos did in Honduras. The first leg of their intercontinental playoff in San Pedro Sula ended in a nil-all draw, meaning victory on Wednesday night equals World Cup qualification. And the Socceroos will be chasing that victory in improved conditions. They arrived in Australia before the Honduran team, making the long journey on a luxurious charter flight. And confident defender Trent Sainsbury says they'll also have the important advantage of home support and a better quality field than was provided for the first leg.
Honduras has got a long way to go now. We're here so we can recover and be fresh. It's an advantage for us, and we'll take every little advantage we can get at the moment. Coming home to a bumper crowd in Sydney, it's going to be an amazing feeling for the boys, and a great pitch is going to allow us to show our skills and the way we want to play even more on a nice surface.
A win on Wednesday night gives the Socceroos World Cup qualification. A Honduran victory or a draw where both teams score gives the visitors a spot in the World Cup at Australia's cost. The A-League was largely overshadowed this weekend, just passed by the World Cup qualifier, but don't tell that to fans of the Central Coast Mariners. Goals to Andrew Hoole and Jake McGing giving them their first win of the season, 2-0, over defending champion Sydney FC in Gosford. It was also Sydney FC's first loss of the season. Mariners coach Paul O'Conn using the upset victory to heap praise on fans of the small club.
There's more belief in us from our supporters who've been tremendous thus far, and that as many people turn up on Thursday to help us get over the line in what is another important A-League fixture.
That game on Thursday in Gosford sees the Mariners take on Adelaide United. The group stages of the Rugby League World Cup have concluded. A memorable final weekend of pool stage fixtures saw Tonga score a historic upset win over New Zealand and Samoa qualify for the knockout stage via a 14-all draw with Scotland in Cairns. The Samoans will play tournament favourites Australia on Friday night in the first quarter final, the match taking place in Darwin. The Australians did as expected, thrashing Lebanon 34-0 in Sydney in their final group stage match. But when you're at Australia's level in rugby league, mere victory just isn't enough. Captain Cameron Smith critical of the refereeing, most notably what he sees as referees allowing defending teams to slow the match down. He says Australia may have to indulge in a bit of the slowing down business themselves.
There's a lot of things that defenders are getting away with, but both teams are playing under the same rules, so we just have to do it back to the opposition.
Smith saying the win over Lebanon was one of the slowest games he's ever played in. And in rugby union, Australia has begun the European leg of its end-of-year tour with a 29-21 victory over Wales in Cardiff. The Wallabies overcoming captain Michael Hooper having to leave the field for 10 minutes in the second half after the referee gave him a yellow card. Coach Michael Checker impressed with his side's character as well as their skill.
Yeah, they showed what they can really do. I thought they played quite well. And we had obviously a huge penalty count against us too. So we just showed a lot of character. And sometimes over here in Europe, that's just what you got to do.
Australia's next test over there in Europe against England next weekend.